Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and you're listening to another in the series of pre-system lessons. Today we're going to have a guest, a very special guest indeed, one of my favorite internet people of all time, and that would be Michael Campbell of Vancouver, British Columbia. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Ken. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me on the call.
Yeah, I first heard Michael, either it was 2000 or 2001, and he was giving a pretty dazzling talk about pretty sophisticated stuff related to search engine marketing. And what were you working on then? It was cell phones?
Yeah, I was doing cell phone stuff. I think that was either 98 or 99. That was at one of the Boulder conferences. And yeah, they were quite amazed. I had the word cell phone and cellular phones, and I was number one in both Google and AltaVista and the other engines at that time.
And the methodology that you were using back then, which was then pretty private to you, you were starting to teach it, make it available to other people, but it was something that you had cooked up. What did you call it?
Oh, I called it Mininet, or Revenge of the Mininet. And there's all sorts of models based on that right now. I subscribe to an alert on that keyword, and I'm surprised that there's whole SEO companies devoted to that model, and all the big companies are actually starting to do it now. They're taking their flagship brand site and breaking it down. So if you've got a cosmetics company and they've got 100 different brands, every single brand now is being broken down into its own website. So they are, in a sense, creating their own mini-nets and linking them together. So it's a practice that really you can't go wrong with.
And this is what you were doing well over 10 years ago.
Yeah, over 10 years ago, we had a giant cellular site, and we decided to break off the handsets into their own. The batteries went on their own. The hands-free kits and the leather cases, everything had their own website, and the design was fairly fluid. You could tell that you were moving into a new kind of a site because the design changed slightly, but it was all part and owned to the same company. So it was just a way to make a better user experience by, and also getting better search engine rankings because everything on that one little site was concentrated on that one particular product line.
And this is, again, for some people that are very experienced in SEO now will recognize this is, you know, sort of the state-of-the-art approach. And Michael is actually one of the pioneers, if not the pioneer, of how to do this. And a lot of what you see in search engine marketing and search engine optimization today, you can trace right back to Michael. Michael, you've been doing this, been involved on the Internet since 94, 93?
Well, yeah, the Internet was there in 93, but it didn't really wake up commercially until 94. And I graduated with a degree in graphic design and communications back in 88. And I was in the print and advertising marketing businesses, and I saw the evolution of HTML 1.0 and the first ever browser. It was a Mosaic browser, and that came out in San Francisco at the Sabold Show in 1994. And I was in that long lineup, and I got my CD. I think it was a San Francisco Chronicle or Examiner. It was a newspaper, and it was in HTML. It was in markup language. And from that moment, I realized that the power of the printing press had shifted from those who own one to the common man, so that everybody could be a channel, everybody could be a publisher from now on.
And Michael is always coming up with new and interesting things, and because of his background, which includes traditional print advertising and print production, and you know many, many years now of internet marketing under his belt, including some you know really sophisticated search engine stuff, when he focuses his attention on something, I always like to know what he's been working on. You recently released a report, which you're actually making free, which is just incredible, called The Ultimate Heat Map.
Right, yeah.
And before we go any further, let's tell people where they can get it.
Sure, they can get it, download it free at dynamicmedia.com/ultimate-heat-map. So that's dynamicmedia.com/ultimate-heat-map.
Great. So to get this report, and after we talk about it a while, you're definitely going to want to get it, dynamicmedia.com/heat-map.
Ultimate dash heat map.
Oh, sorry, ultimate dash heat map. Heat map being one word. Now, first of all, a lot of people probably may know what a heat map is, but for those that don't, what's a quick definition of a heat map? And why does it matter, and who cares, and does it help you make money, or is it just a theoretical thing?
Well, no, it's based on testing, and there's been a lot of studies, but people in my private site at Dynamic Meter were asking me, well, where's the best place to put the ads? Well, what's the best layout to use? And I didn't have a definitive answer. If they want to know about advertising, marketing, design, SEO, I knew pretty much all that stuff. But so many people were asking me where to put the ads. I thought, okay, well, let's run an experiment. And it took about 6 months and 10 people participating to compile all the data. And the heat map is basically just eye fixation. So I'm using the word heat map to cover a whole range of experiences. So what I did was I took all the different studies. So we've got heat maps, which are the eye fixation on a page. Then we've got the eye tracking reports, which is the movement, the flow in the page, where the eyes go. Then there's the click maps. This is the place where people actually take action on the page. Then there's a web usability study, and that has to do with the design. And then there's also the ad placement suggestions by the major networks. And that is their experience. So what I did was I took all five of these elements and I laid them on top of each other on a light table, going back to the print business. I have a light table. And you put film on top of each other and you look at the differences between what the click map, where's the action? Okay, where's the heat map? Like, where's the eye fixation? So I took this, all this overlay, and I went to some of my Vault members and I said, you know, if you took this and moved it over there, I bet you would double the amount of signups that you're getting right now. And so by presenting it that way, they started getting really interested in it, and I had no shortage of people who wanted to play or take part in this mad scientist experiment. But yeah, we found out that some people could triple and quadruple either the money that they're making or the signups that they're getting, the donations that they're getting, phone calls, with the same amount of traffic. So zero traffic increase, but double and triple the incomes just by moving the elements of the page around to the hotter areas. And that's why I call it a heat map. Even though when I speak of heat, it's not just the heat map or eye tracking, it includes the click maps, web usability studies, ad placement suggestions, and all of that.
So this is really about layout, but layout not from an aesthetic point of view or from an academic graphic design point of view, but from how do we get the most action out of our visitors?
Exactly, and that's what I did is I took, based on the data that I got, I took 30 templates, and I came up with 9 that are considered to be, quote, best practices or guidelines for ad placement that could double or triple the ad revenues that someone's making right now. And even if they don't have any advertising on their site, that's okay, because the ultimate heat map can be used to draw attention to the most important areas of the site. So it can have a dramatic effect on the sign-ups they're getting, donations, opt-ins, and conversions. And there's a lot there for graphic designers and advertising professionals, too, because there's in addition to discovering the most important site layouts, I also talk about standard ad sizes and how to design more effective advertising.
It's for people that are experienced with advertising, this is going to be invaluable. But it's also very helpful for people that are getting started because you don't assume any knowledge on anyone's part. You start right with the basics, describing the different ad styles, the leaderboard, the medium rectangle, small rectangle, wide skyscraper. You also get a lot of guidance from companies like Google, which have had the opportunity to track, do their own tracking and look at billions of impressions and visitors.
Yeah, we took that into consideration, and we took the information from the Interactive Advertising Bureau and dozens of other sources of heat maps and click maps. And it's a really good point. You bring up the ad sizes like leaderboard, small rectangle, wide skyscraper. who knew? Who knew there was an advertising standard for the internet? And if you create your ads this size, then you can put them into the content network, or you can put them in all sorts of other websites that you can advertise. So you can put together your own wide skyscrapers and medium rectangles. And it turns out that Google said, according to their tracking, that the leaderboard, medium rectangle, and the wide skyscraper, they get clicked on the most. So if you want to put ads on your site, you should use these sizes. And they're all, those three are all part of what the IAB, the Interactive Advertising Bureau, calls our universal ad package. And this is a standard. So everyone from CNN to Disney to Fox, Reuters, Yahoo, they all adhere to these standard ad sizes. And three of those ad sizes get clicked on the most. So it just makes sense to use those ads on your site. And we talk all about those ads and the kind of ads that you should use on your website, in addition to just saying, well, where to put the ads, we also say, well, what should be on the ads, what type of ads work better. It's just amazing that if you put text on top of a photo, it's not effective at all. But if you put the photo above the text and put the text on a plain background, it's twice as effective.
And that's twice as effective in terms of click-throughs or
the money you make. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this kind of reminds me of the work that David Ogilvy did way back in the 1950s when he started applying scientific principles to understanding what people respond to in print. And I'm trying to remember the name of the company he worked for, but a company called Starch Readership or something, and they would actually go out and you know, research how people read, basically. And we really, maybe big companies, and certainly companies like Google that, you know, deal in billions and billions of dollars worth of advertising and ad placement, maybe companies like this have been privy to this kind of information, but I've never seen anything with this level of specificity and detail and, you know, very nuts and bolts. It's like, do this, you know, do that. Of course, as always with everything on the internet, you have to test it. But you're giving people very, you know, practical, clear-cut things to test.
Yes, it's a really good jumping-off point. So a lot of graphic designers could take these layouts into their clients and say, well, here's what we're going to do, and here's why. So this has been tested. It's been proven. So I think that's very important. So some of these layouts, they're not pretty, but they generate the most coin. So I try to specify clearly that you have to decide what's more important to you, your user experience and getting return visitors, or are you just in this to make money? So I try to do a balancing act, even though there's a few templates in there that I personally would not use because they're so ugly. But I would try to find a nice balance between, you know, just being in it to make money or having a great user experience. And I'm all for the user experience personally.
Well, it's good to know the whole range of possibilities, because then you have a lot more freedom in making your decisions. You know, you're not just saying, well, gee, this looks good. I think this looks good. Or, gee, I think this maximizes results, but we don't really know. You know, we're always talking about testing and how important testing is, but you know, it's equally as important to test intelligently. You know, if you test garbage against garbage, you don't really learn much. So you're giving people a huge head start rather than sitting down and just facing a blank screen. They can go through your report and, you know, see the different things. For instance, if they want to be a little more on the good-looking side, you have templates that are, you know, good looking. If they want to go on the more, hey, let's get them, when they come to the site, let's get a click out of them no matter what side, they can go to that side. So it's not, you're not saying, hey, there's only one way to do this and it's my way. You're saying, you know, here's a range of things that you can do, all tested, all confirmed by, you know, a variety of different inputs, heat maps and eye tracking and the ad network's own insights into things. By the way, you know, I first heard about this up in Toronto. I was at a conference, and people were raving about it. How long has this been available?
It's been out for about a couple of months now, and so it's been long enough for people to actually test it and for the testimonials to start coming in. And I'm getting the warm fuzzies flowing in every single day from the people who are trying this out. One guy quadrupled his ad revenue in 2 days. And what he did is he tested his homepage first. He switched to template D, as it's called, and he doubled his income overnight, doubled. And he thought, no way. So he let it run for 2 days, and he switched it back, and the revenue went back down. So he switched it back on. The revenue came back up. So he's like, this is no fluke. So he changed his entire website to template D, and now he's quadrupled his ad revenue. I got a note from a car dealer, of all people, who tripled the test drive appointments. And all they did was they moved their sign-up form to sign up for a test drive from the right side at the lower right where it was to the upper left. I've got a church that's getting double the donations. A single mom wrote me a real tearjerker because she doubled her affiliate revenues. And this one just came in last night saying, let's see here, it says, to say my results are amazing would be an understatement. I cannot begin to express my heartfelt thanks. Your gracious gift literally saved my financial life. Wow.
Wow. And these are quick changes. In other words, you know, you've got a site, you've got a certain amount of traffic, it's converting at a certain rate, you have a certain layout, and then you apply one of these layouts, and the changes are that fast.
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I wanted to call this really important document to everybody's attention, and also Michael, too. He's a fantastic resource. The name of this report is The Ultimate Heat Map, How to Triple Your Advertising Revenues Without Additional Traffic. And that's Michael Campbell. And Michael, let's if you would give the URL again so everybody can go and get this thing.
Sure. It's http://www.dynamicmedia.com. So dynamic media is all one word, .com. Then there's a forward slash, and then two words after that, ultimate dash heat map. And the word heat map is all one word. So it's dynamicmedia.com/ultimate-heat map. And that's where it's living right now. And the best part is there's more to come. We're still getting our data coming in on exciting single-column layouts, like putting interstitial ads in the middle of a single-column page layout, exciting stuff coming. And we've actually got the samples of the types of ads that we used, so it's going to be very handy for designers to see which type of ads worked and which didn't. And they can get those if they choose to do so. You can keep updated on this, all this stuff, if you subscribe to my free newsletter at internetmarketingsecrets.com.
Great. Yeah, this seems to me like it's kind of, you sort of created a, even though I'll call this a textbook, it's not long like a textbook, but it's filled with useful information like a textbook, and I can see that this is going to be the foundation for lots and lots of future studies and future research and future results. And you know, with your newspaper background and your print publication background and your, you know, 17 years, more or less, give or take, of online marketing experience, a lot of it at a very high level, you're kind of the perfect person to do this. And in a way, it's amazing that it took this long for somebody to step up and organize this data in such a useful way. But I'm really glad you did. And so I want to encourage everybody to go get this. And again, it's at dynamicmedia.com/ultimate-heat-map. And Michael Campbell, I want to thank you very much for introducing this to us, for doing the heavy lifting of organizing all this data. This could not have been an easy project. And thank you for giving it away for free. That is phenomenal.
Oh, you know what? Like I always say, well, people were asking me the questions, and if I don't know the answers, this is how I've managed to stay in this business and never get bored of advertising and marketing, because I can remain a humble student for my entire lifetime and keep learning. So for me, it was work. It was a lot of work, but it was a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, that's great. That's great. So everybody, dynamicmedia.com/ultimate-heatmap. And tell your friends, too. Spread this around. This is a real advance for our industry. It's going to help a lot of people. And it's absolutely free. You don't have to go through any contortions to get it. And if you want follow-ups and to see where this foundation leads, Michael, with future research, go to – what's your basic URL again, your home URL?
InternetMarketingSecrets.com.
InternetMarketingSecrets.com. Well, Michael, we'll be talking soon, and thanks again for the time, and thanks for this incredible report.
You're welcome, Ken. Thank you very much.